Manager's Log, Tuesday, May the 5th, 2020. Another notice I found in my email from a local friend who posted an article on Facebook. So I followed the trail. And it came from the opinion page of the New York Times. The title, "Where Are the Photos of People Dying of COVID? In Times of Crisis, Stark Images of Sacrifice or Consequences Have Often Moved Masses to Act." This opinion was shared by Sarah Elizabeth Lewis. Dr. Lewis teaches art history at Harvard. And this was published on May 1st, 2020. She writes, "Recently, a friend, colleague, and mentor, the cultural historian and critic Morris Berger, died at 63 of complications from the COVID virus, coronavirus. Every day that passes, particularly as I hear the wail of ambulance sirens going by on the West Side Highway near my window, I think of Maurice. I think of the conversations about images we might have had regarding this moment. Much of what I know and teach about how images structure and shape issues of race and justice, I learned from his scholarship and life experience. Visualization is a powerful tool. It can help us more deeply understand the severity of the situation as we work to curb the virus. But the visuals we need most in this time are difficult to come by." So I followed that idea and I went online and I searched myself and I found a lot of images of people wearing face masks and having their temperatures taken in and there were gentle pictures. There were gentle pictures. But as I was thinking about it, I picked up another article and I was reading that and somebody else was saying much the same, and they remember in times of history and, well, Civil War. Images that were shared in the Civil War had a lot to do with the changing of the opinions of peoples, of the public. And when it first started, people were like getting on their front lawns and watching the war go by, and that's when it, but as it dragged on and more people and the bodies start like piling up and deaths happen to just about every family. The images were important. Likewise, in Vietnam War, I remember that. The body counts. I remember that was visual. The body bags being sent back and laid in rows along the docks and picking them up to forward them onto other local various mortuaries. So that had an effect. And then there's the effects of people actually being treated in hospitals, where all of the physicians and the nurses and the workers are all thoroughly gowned and masked and gloves and all kinds of apparatus being plugged into people and descriptions of what these people are experiencing while they're going through this. Those images are very important. I downloaded this New York Times opinion page, "Where Are the Photos of People Dying of COVID?" I'll have that posted up on our website, probably under the COVID section in our podcast and downloads area. And I'll do some more research and try to find some images where we can have those posted as well, because they're very important. And we're talking about, and President Trump and other people are talking about opening up businesses. And, you know, well, we don't have a... We only had one case. And OES keeps telling us every day that there's only been one case that come through Comau and X number from Humboldt. Our numbers are low compared to New York and other places. But the virus doesn't care where you live. In today's takeaway, they're talking about how people in solitary confinement are getting the virus. So how is that happening? confined areas where people are within that social distance. They have no choice. They're bound by that. They're contained within a small area. And the fear is that if we open up businesses, we will put ourselves in similar situations. Is it too soon? Precautionary notes. Thanks for listening.